Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, February 24. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Roseau Central MP wants DLP government to fulfill manifesto promise and be transparent and honest. Higher education in Puerto Rico in crisis, and Turkish diplomats seek Germany asylum. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
It's the Courts home event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts home event. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Dominica can expect an increase in swells by tonight into tomorrow morning due to northerly swells expected to affect our coastlines. According to the Dominica Met Office, a high-pressure system is a dominant feature across the area, resulting in a relatively dry atmosphere across the island during the next 24 hours. Due to the expected increase in sea swells, all sea users and persons living near the coast are advised to be vigilant and to exercise caution. Police have identified the individual shot by police in Buitica on Tuesday as Henry Saint-Ville, aged 61. According to police reports, at the time of the incident, Saint-Ville, who is mentally challenged, attacked an officer with a knife. Saint-Ville was shot by another officer on the scene and was later pronounced dead by a medical doctor. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more.
One adult male of Buitica was pronounced dead after he sustained a gunshot wound. 61-year-old Henry Saint-Ville of Buitica, suspected to be mentally challenged, sustained a gunshot wound after he attacked a police officer with a knife. Saint-Ville was shot by a police officer while attacking another police officer. At the time of the incident, police officers were responding to numerous allegations against Saint-Ville, who was met armed with a knife. The incident occurred about 9:45 a.m. on Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2017, at Buitica. Saint-Ville was pronounced dead by a medical doctor. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Investigations into the incident are ongoing.
MP for the Roseau Central, Joseph Isaac, wants the Dominica Labour Party to remain true to its motto, which was used in the 2014 general elections held in Dominica. Isaac is of the view that the leader of the DLP is not transparent and honest when conducting state issues.
During the election campaign, there's something I really like about what the Labour Party was doing in their campaign. And they said, and I'll just give you a specific one, they said that leadership is everything. I really like that phrase. I think anywhere in the world, that phrase in a campaign would have been a nice, buoyant phrase to use, and I really liked it, you know. So, in fact, when I went to Parliament, I agreed with them that leadership is everything, and I tried to point out to them that leaders need to be honest, leaders need to be open to discussion, leaders need to show genuine compassion and be genuine in what they do. Well, you know, the speaker blocked me on that matter. So now I'm back on it. But specifically to deal with three matters. The first one is our diplomatic passport and the issue of the risking and the impact on Dominica. The another one is electoral reform. And then the last one will be jobs.
Public Relations Officer of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, feels there is obstinacy practiced by the Dominica Labour Party government and its leader, Roosevelt Skerrett. George listed examples of sister countries in the Caribbean with functioning democratic economies, stating that the political parties in those countries are far more democratic than Dominica's Labour Party government.
In any other society, it could be St. Lucia, Grenada, Jamaica, as for Barbados, and Trinidad, in the United Kingdom and in the United States, any leader against whom these things were said would have on ethical grounds, stepped aside from his office and allowed somebody else to lead the country. Only in Dominica we have this obstinacy attending to governance in Dominica.
Teachers across the island are being encouraged to utilize local music within the classroom. Chief Education Officer Melina Fontaine says the Ministry of Education has advised the teachers to take advantage of the local music to teach their subject concepts. Fontaine was speaking at a workshop for band members, managers, and DJs as part of a campaign for the Child Friendly Schools initiative.
We hear the children singing their songs all the time within the school classroom compound. And we also encourage teachers to use your music to teach the concepts in the different subject areas, because they know your songs like that. And maybe if we just put the words in for the different subject areas, they will learn it like that as well. So we tell our teachers, use the music that they are very familiar with, whichever genre it is, and teach the subject concepts. And so it is therefore in recognition of that influence that we decided to meet with you today. We were guided by certain events, and so here we are to engage you and to dialogue with you on the issue of children, their behaviors, their rights and responsibilities, and their protection.
Fontaine is also urging the musicians to relay positive messages in their music.
As you write about the everyday events that unfold, and you use the tools of your trade, including satire and words that express the emotions and feelings that you deem necessary, is it that you are turning unpleasant events into lessons learned? In other words, are you taking a situation, thinking about it, and saying, how can we send out a message that something is not acceptable, without personalizing it, without including identifiers, especially when it comes to the children? These are many of the questions that we are asking you to consider, think about, as you continue on your journey of creativity and entertainment.
And the Roseau City Council has announced that individuals caught exposing their private parts in public on Carnival Monday and Tuesday could be charged. This as the council says it is taking measures to ensure that the city of Roseau remains clean during the carnival season. One such problem being faced every year is that of urination in the city by revelers, as the stench remains even after the carnival season. Acting CEO of the Roseau City Council, Thomas Baptist, says the council will be working with the Environmental Health Department as well as the Dominica Police Force to patrol the streets of Roseau.
The public to use these facilities instead of going and to urinate and defecate everywhere around the town, anywhere around the town, that is not permitted. In fact, it would be an offense that anyone seen exposing the person in the public, urinating in the public, can be charged. We are working in close collaboration, not only with the Environmental Health, but also with the police on those days, and that we will be doing patrols around the town on that day.
And Mayor of Roseau Irene John says there will be an increase in the number of toilets being set up in the city on Carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Over the years, we have provided the city with a few toilet facilities, but this year we have decided to improve on it and will provide, instead of 7, 12 toilets, and they'll be put in strategic areas where we feel that persons will when they have that urge, that the toilets will be readily available. Although in the past we still experience stench after carnival and even during the carnival time, persons bypass the toilets and they go behind the toilets. In some cases we're asked to pay just a coin because we have to pay for the upkeep of the toilets. But that doesn't mean, because you do not have a coin, a dollar coin, that you will not be able to use the facility. Of course you can, but it would be impossible for me to accept the fact that carnival time, that you do not have a dollar in your pocket to pay, you know, just to use the facility. But barring that, the toilets will be there.
In other news, UPR, the University of Puerto Rico, finds itself in crisis following funding cutbacks that have led to a wave of resignations by top administrators. Last summer, the U.S. Congress adopted PROMESA, the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act, creating the Fiscal Control Board, which has now ordered Governor Ricardo Rosello to reduce UPR's budget by $300 million in order to avoid the need to borrow more money. In response, UPR President Celeste Freites and nine of the school's 11 provosts resigned from their positions, signing a joint letter that calls the cutbacks draconian. And Germany says it has received 136 asylum requests from Turks holding diplomatic passports since the July coup attempt against the Turkish president. The figure is a total for the period August 2016 to January 2017, German media report. Turkey has urged Germany not to grant asylum to any military officers. Some posted to NATO bases in Germany are thought to be among the group. In Greece, two more Turkish soldiers have requested asylum. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Roseau Central MP wants DLP governance to fulfill manifesto promise and be transparent and honest. Higher education in Puerto Rico in crisis, and Turkish diplomats seek Germany asylum. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.